Welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we have a conversation about faith and how to integrate our faith into all the areas of our lives. On this program, we like to share testimonies and faith journeys intended to encourage you if you're already a believer and challenge you a little bit if you're still skeptical about faith, because the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing from the Word of God. So that's what we do on this show. We share the Word of God, and we hope that today's message will touch your heart. We like to start the program with a scripture reading. This is one that jumped off the page at me this week. It comes from the New Testament. It's 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. For any of our friends that are going through a trial in their life, hoping that this reading of God's scripture will help you. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. After you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to his own eternal glory in Christ, will himself complete, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. That's 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. We now have all our podcasts loaded on iTunes, and we also have a website. It's everydayfaithradio.com. Please check it out. Leave us a comment, and if you have any prayer requests, please let us know, as we love to pray for you. Again, this is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with today's guest. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. Pamper your pets and show some love to kids at the UVA Children's Hospital for the 8th Annual Charity Dog Wash at the Annual Medical Center of Charlottesville. Proceeds benefit the UVA Children's Hospital. The Women's Club of Green will be hosting its 43rd Annual Helping Hands Craft Bazaar on Saturday, November 3rd from 9 a.m. to 3 at Rutgersville Elementary School. Come shop a selection of handmade items from some of the area's most talented crafters. The Charlottesville Women and Minority Business Expo will be on November 8th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Jefferson School City Center Carver Rec Center. Register at www.charlottesville.org/minority-business-program. If your charity or nonprofit has an event, email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@monticellomedia.com. For more events, visit our website, wchv.com.
And then you're out of desperation, though you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program, back with us is our friend Ben Atkins. Ben, thanks for being on the show. Appreciate you fitting us in.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here. I so respect and so thankful for everything that God's doing through this program, and I'm honored and excited to be with you today.
Well, let's catch our listeners up, and if you could let our listeners know kind of who is Ben Atkins today, and then maybe we'll back up and talk a little bit about your faith journey.
Well, thank you so much. You know, I'm just an ordinary person that God said, let's go and do extraordinary things, just like everybody else in the body of Christ. And, you know, my journey kind of started, I grew up in a Christian home like many people, but as I had to come to grips with, is this what I believe? Is this the journey that is my God really my God because he's my God? Kind of like Jacob had that same journey, and then as he leaves his father's house, he's going through going on his journey, and he gets to Bethel, and the Lord, and he meets God, and God says, I'm the God of Abraham and Isaac. And at that point, he wasn't the God of Jacob, and Jacob said, you can be my God if you do all these things in your life. And then later on, Jacob said, you know, we know that he's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because through the everyday testing of life, God won the heart of Jacob. And that really is my story, too. Mm. Through the everyday testing of life, God really won my heart, and I saw that he was a good father. I saw that Jesus was a savior. And in the midst of my brokenness, my pain, my suffering, I saw that God was someone who could rescue me, not only me, but those around me as I worked in the church and did several outreaches.
Talk to us about, because many of our listeners are going through a season of suffering, and you just mentioned that God, you felt this, you had this sense that God could rescue you from your suffering and your pain. Could you touch down on what you're talking about in terms of that part of your life?
Well, yes, Jeff. In fact, you know, this is really a relevant question for today for a lot of people with, you know, what's happening in many people's lives, but a lot of things just nationally, as we see a lot of pressure through politics and through different situations. You know, I was sitting with some college students the other night, and they were explaining the pressure that was within their own home. Children, their younger brothers and sisters, going through super intense times, and then the students looking at me and saying, where is God in the midst of this? And this is a question, Jeff, and I know you discuss this with a lot of people. This is a question that we really want to be able to answer for such a time as this is, where is God within the storm? In fact, in North Carolina, where I live right now, we just went through a major hurricane. And we had to say, where is God in the midst of it? And, you know, one of the things I did with my family, Jeff, and this is how I answer, is we've got to first have what I call a godly fear of the Lord. And I'm not talking about a fear of the Lord in a negative sense where it's the God in heaven waving a finger getting mad at us if we ever do something wrong. I'm talking about having a godly fear of the Lord. We know that God's on the throne, he's sovereign, he is in control, and therefore that's where we, when we start there, we can actually walk in wisdom. When we start there, we can actually walk in knowledge, is what the Proverbs say. And so what I always do in the midst of crisis, and I say, hey, we've got to start with an understanding of the God who loves us, the God who cares about us, but he's on the throne and can't be moved. He's in the boat sleeping in the midst of the storm. He's out on the waters walking. And so in essence of all of this, we have to stand with him where he is. And we start with the fear of the Lord and to be loved. And it's, you know, I'm saved not because of what I've done, but because of his great love for me. So, Jeff, really, in the midst of that crisis, the third thing I say is, and then God is bigger than these situations. Let's go to him and talk to him and pray. And from there, we want to come back with them and pray the next day and the next day until we see some kind of tangible result.
Let me relate this back to the scripture that we shared earlier on the program in our intro. Ben, we were talking, our scripture verse for today is 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. And I was sharing with our listeners that I have read 1 Peter, love that whole letter that Peter wrote. And there's so much good stuff in that letter. But this particular passage, for whatever reason, this week, it just jumped off the page to me. And I think it might relate to what you are speaking about in terms of God and suffering. And I want to get your opinion on this. But it basically says, my paraphrase is that it says, after you have suffered a little while, the God of grace and mercy, Christ himself, will complete, confirm, establish, and strengthen you. And I think for me, my takeaway on that passage is sometimes we're looking in the wrong place for completion. Christ promises us that he will complete us. And oftentimes we are looking at something, maybe your students were talking about something in terms of academia or accomplishments or getting into the right school or getting the right job or having the right girlfriend or getting the right spouse. And we're looking for completion in all the wrong places. Does any of that make sense to you, Ben?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, if you look at 1 Peter 5, verse 7, Peter is imploring them that we should be patient until the coming of the Lord. Mm. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit. And in fact, I just got done talking with one of the student leaders explaining that we've got to be patient like a farmer, which the kingdom of heaven is like a seed. And a lot of times in this instant world, this instant everything, it's instant at our phone, our instant food, instant this. We can have everything taken care of. It's actually the complete opposite in many ways of how Christ set things up. He said the kingdom of heaven is like a seed, and it goes forth. And in fact, he says, when I come back, I will be a branch that branches forth. It's not instant. And then at the same time, it's a river that flows from his throne that goes out to bring healing to the nations. It's not instantaneous. So I always say with people, this is the big thing as we look, and Peter is trying to implore them into mercy and into grace. Mm. I always try and say, listen, this is maybe a time of suffering, but compared to eternity, you are playing a part in his kingdom. This is about his kingdom. This is about what he's doing. And you said, here I serve with you. And so we want to just take a step back and say, Lord, what are you doing in this? And be patient with him through this and let the Lord rescue us. And if I can just say two things about his mercy and grace. His mercy is one of the most prevalent messages I try and teach to the next generation. And whether I'm in a high school, whether I'm in a college or what have you, in an assembly, his mercy is what the Lord wants to give us. It really means his loving kindness. Hmm. The Father loves us and wants to be with us forever. Jesus loves us and wants to be with us forever. And as a result, the Father gives us in his kindness, he shows his kindness by giving Jesus as the one to take our sins away and make a way for us to be with him. And then he gives us his grace so that we can overcome. So Peter is imploring people to be patient as a farmer is patient, and we've got to be the same way in our lives, patient for that kingdom coming within us now.
This is Everyday Faith Radio, and our guest is Ben Atkins. Ben, it's really unfair that I'm going to ask this question because we're heading towards the break. But for any of our listeners who maybe they're not really church kind of folks yet, maybe they haven't had their Jesus moment yet, could you just touch down as we head to the break? And again, it's not fair for me to ask you this, but could you just touch down a little bit further on grace?
Well, you know, when you go to seminary and you learn grace, and we taught this at the Bible school where I was a pastor, you know, grace is called unmerited gift or favor. But really, that doesn't fully do justice. Grace is where we get, God gives us something that we don't deserve. Mm. And that is his power and his blessing when we don't deserve it. That is his strength to overcome when we don't deserve it. And, you know, you look at the woman caught in the act of adultery, and for many of your listeners, they may or may not know this story. And Jesus, the leaders of the time bring this woman. They set him at Jesus' feet. They're like, she's caught in adultery. We're supposed to stone her. What should we do? He writes down in the sand and says, he who without sin cast the first stone. And then everybody leaves, starting with the eldest. And then he says this phrase to her, go and sin no more. I don't condemn you. Nobody else is condemning. Go and sin no more. What he does is he gives grace. He had every right to say you're wrong and you should be punished. However, he gives her grace and gives her power to sin no more if she wants to take it and receive it.
Mm, and relating it back, again, we're heading towards the close, but relating it back to Peter's epistle, 1 Peter 5:10, Christ himself will complete confirm, establish, and strengthen you. And God's grace is the vehicle to get that done. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with today's guest, Ben Atkins. Please stay with us. We have so much more to talk about.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. Coleman and Davis Insurance Agency in Charlottesville are hosting their second annual Benefit Car Show, October 13th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. The car show is at Seaville Classic Cars, 4257 Seminole Trail. On October 13th, Piedmont Master Gardeners has their latest Garden Basics free workshop on shade gardening. Register your name by emailing info@piedmontmastergardeners.org. The annual Suicide Prevention Walk will be November 3rd at Gypsy Hill Park starting at 9 a.m. Register to walk or donate at afsp.org/GSV. If your charity or nonprofit has an event, email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@monticellomedia.com. For more events, visit our website, wchv.com.
And then you're out of desperation. You're not the only one praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program, I'm always excited, we have Ben Atkins with us. Ben is the author and originator of holyclubs.com and is also the author of a book called Firm Foundations. And Ben, I want to get into holyclubs.com. I've been to the website. I was blown away by it. I was drawn in. For any of our listeners who don't know about what you're doing, could you give us an update on holyclubs.com?
Well, yeah, Jeff, absolutely. Thank you so much for going to the website, because that actually is a seven-year journey of developing, and that's part of the story. You know, for some of the listeners, they may know the phrase holy clubs. It's originally done through John Wesley, amazing man in the early years. And what happened, or how this story originated, was I really, you know, I just want to preface this by I had a dream. And in the dream, first of all, some of your listeners might say, well, how do you know if a dream is from God, or how do you know if a dream is not from God? And really, we know that in the Bible, Acts chapter 2, it said that God would give things to people as days progressed. And so it's really important to know that Jesus is the dream giver, but not all dreams are from God. And so we have to weigh them by the fruit. Is a dream moving us towards God, or is it moving us away from God? Mm. And so my little story is I had a dream where I felt the Lord say, I want to display my beauty, and I want people to be able to worship me. In Psalm 29, it says, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. You know, the four living creatures, they sit there and stare at the holiness of God, and they sing about it. And I felt him say, I want a generation to go on a pathway of holiness, and I want you to do holy clubs. And I woke up thinking, that is bizarre. Why would I do that? I don't even like the word holy. Not that I don't like God, but it brought up so many things within me, like, oh, does that mean I'm going to just sit around and yell at people and tell them what to do right and wrong? And I kind of just was like, Lord, forgive me. And it was really early in the morning when I woke up, and I was wrestling. And it's interesting, this man from Charlottesville, this very kind man, emails me early in the morning and said, hey, I just really had a sense that God was asking you to do John Wesley Holy Clubs, and I just feel that I'm supposed to tell you that. I was shocked, and I said, could this be that here I am in the midst of my life that God's saying, giving me a divine little assignment to serve in the body of Christ? That set us on a journey, you know, the like, and I sat down and we just did this group of people trying to get this, you know, a John Wesley Holy Club, and we completely failed. And we failed because I realized I had no idea about what holiness was. My understanding was warped. So I began to study the Bible. I began to study leaders from before that had fruitful ministries. I said, I studied that for about 5 years. And then I said, now I've got to make this practical for a high school student. I've got to make this practical for a college student, for a mom with five kids, for a dad who's trying to overcome in their life. I've got to make it practical that people can do this during the day. And what we've developed is what we call firm foundations. It's 24 firm foundations to help you in your step-by-step walk of holiness. They help you hear the voice of God. They help you grow in your life of prayer. And if you do this in a group, you can do it in your personal time. You can take part in this one-on-one, or you can do this in a group setting. People are meeting in their youth groups. They're meeting in their churches. Jeff, at last count, I counted this morning, there's over 20 nations, Pakistan, Croatia, India, South Korea, Hong Kong, different nations that are doing this. And because I went to the website and just updated the different nations. And what these people are doing is they're going in and doing these in group settings. And so this is a resource and a tool for the body of Christ to go on their individual life of holiness and hearing God's voice and growing in his love, and within a church or group setting. Or some people are doing it online. That's a fun thing we're seeing, is people are going through video chat, and they're, people are doing it all over the world together, and it's pretty exciting.
Amazing that you can birth this ministry. God gives you this dream, a friend gives you confirmation, and then you can launch this in today's society with the use of the internet. Here's the case of the internet being something that can be obviously a really, really good thing. Let me ask you a question, Ben. First, any of our listeners who are scratching their head and saying, what is the draw to holy living? Like, why would I want to do that? What's your response to that? Like, why would anybody want to live a holy lifestyle other than, you know, it kind of sounds like if you take a distant view of this, that, you know, you're calling me to be perfect, or you're calling me to live a lifestyle that I'm clearly not involved in today. What's the draw to holy living for any of our listeners?
Oh, that's the best question. Thank you so much for asking that. And we're going back to Peter, where you were in 1 Peter 5. We're going to go to 1 Peter chapter 1. And Peter, you know Peter. I mean, he messed up a lot. He took, you know, Jesus rebuked him, get behind me. He denies Christ. But yet Peter writes this in 1 Peter 1:16. He says, be holy as I am holy. And he's quoting God. And so the draw is, it's what God commanded us to do. But it's not just a heavy-handed command like, I don't like you and you better be good. It is a, if all the four living creatures in heaven that are staring at God, the most intelligent beings created, are singing about how holy God is. If they came to your church, they would sing and talk about the holiness of God. They would talk about the beauty, the amazing attributes of who God is, how awesome he is, what he thinks and feels, the character and knowledge of him. And yet that's the very invitation of the Father. Come and be like me. And see, in our generation, that you can go to with our instant world and social media and pressures everywhere, we get our vision for life becomes a lot less. And living within a smaller vision, when the Lord is like, no, I have a great vision for you. Come up, become like me. And if I'm someone who, by God's grace, is able to have some dreams, and I had a very dream that helped explain it. And in the dream, I was a captain of a track team, and our track team was going against several other colleges. And in the dream, we were losing 35-0. And in the, I talk about this dream in detail in the free ebook that people can download at the site. And in the dream, I know we're losing 35-0. And then I turn around and I realize my whole team has left the race. And I look at someone and I said, where'd they go? And he said, oh, they're just waiting for the banquet at the end of the meat. And I woke up and instantly knew what that meant. See, the church is going towards a wedding at the end of the age, where we're going to go to a wedding banquet. Christ talks about that. He says, Paul says, I betrothed you to another. We're being made ready, the bride, for the bridegroom at the end of the age. And there's a great wedding. And how do we get in? We know Jesus says you must say yes. However, Jesus implores us, please don't just get into the wedding. He says, I have so much more for you. I want you to walk in this beautiful lifestyle of holiness where your heart is alive, which really is the first and second commandment, that you love me with your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and you go forth and love your neighbor as yourself. It really is the lifestyle of holiness. It's just an invitation, a joyful invitation for the Father, for us to love him and love others as we love ourselves.
Ben, we are winding up the program again. This is Everyday Faith Radio, and we have our special guest, Ben Atkins, with us on the program. Ben, two requests here at the end, and we're almost done with the show. But for any of our listeners who feel like they are too far gone to hear the call to holy living, do you have a message for them? And after you give that message, would you mind offering out on the airwaves just a short, concise prayer for any of those who feel like they are too far gone or their suffering is too great? There's no chance for them to enter into the holy living.
And I want to say this, that I want to speak to you right now. If that's who you are, right there as you're listening to this, you feel disqualified. And let me say this phrase. I say it all the time. God does not call the qualified. He qualifies those that are called. And God has called everyone through the cross. And I know Jesus, the blood and the sacrifice of love upon the cross is greater than anything you have ever done or anything that has been done to you. And we access that cross by crying out to God and saying, here I am, save me. And maybe you've already done that, or maybe you haven't done that, but I want to pray for you. And I want to say this, the blood of Christ, immediately what it does, the most powerful blood in all the earth, immediately what it does when you say yes to Jesus, his blood comes and it covers you and takes away the debt of your sin, everything that's been done to you, everything that you've done, it takes away the debt of it. Not only that, the second thing it does is it immediately gives you a face-to-face relationship with God through the power of the Holy Spirit. So I just want to take a moment to pray for you right now. So if that's you, just maybe put your hand on your heart and say, Lord, I want you to take me somewhere I can't go. And so, Lord, we ask right now for those that need you. We call out to you and say, Jesus, would you just extend your love through the cross, through your sacrifice, your precious blood? We extend it right now, and would you cover people? Would you empower them? Would your mercy wash people clean? And would your grace give us strength to overcome? And Lord, I ask that you would confirm this through your word, through people around us. We ask, give us your mercy and grace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Ben Atkins, thank you so much for joining us on the program. To you, to your family, and to all our listeners, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and bring you peace. See you all next week. Ben, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jeff.
Heal our broken hearts. Let your prayer.